This is a Discovery Channel Radio podcast. Learn more about our podcast, including Discovery Channel News Podcast, at discoverychannelradio.com. You can also get Discovery Channel Radio 24 hours a day on Sirius Satellite Radio. Learn more at Sirius.com. Next on Discovery Channel Radio, John Ratzenberger, host of Made in America on the Travel Channel, takes a trip to Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Nestled in this peaceful green hollow, the Jack Daniel's Distillery makes some of the world's finest whiskey in exactly the same way it was made back in 1866. Distillers Jerry Hamilton and Morgan Steelman took me right to the source.
Basically, what we've got here is potable water that's iron-free. Comes out of here at 52 degrees, makes an excellent whiskey, and that's one of the major characteristics of the Jack Daniel's whiskey.
This cool limestone cave spring was why young Jack Daniel bought the distillery here at Lynchburg Hollow. Not because it was pretty, which it is, but because it produced the perfect iron-free water for making his Tennessee sipping whiskey. Iron, Mr. Jack said, interferes with the taste of good whiskey. The man knew his business. It takes 10 gallons of water to make 1 gallon of Jack Daniel's whiskey. The word whiskey, you might want to know, comes from two Irish words that mean water of life.
I'm going to take a jug of this water home.
Oh, absolutely.
The other basic ingredient in bourbon is corn. Jack Daniel's blends 80% corn, 8% rye, and 12% barley malt into what's called a mash. Actually, Jack Daniel's uses sour mash. That is, a mixture of new mash and mash from an earlier run. Yeast is added to the mash in these giant fermenters. Fermentation lasts at least 4 days and yields 3 products: grain solids, alcohol, and carbon dioxide. I mistakenly got a little too close to the CO2.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow. That's what you don't want to do.
Boy, that was powerful. That was like, what was that smell?
As it's generating the CO2, it's generating an almost equal amount of ethanol. So in a vapor form, you're looking at about 3,000 liters a minute of ethanol.
Ooh, that's strong.
You want to try it again?
That cleaned my sinuses right up.
Oh, it'll do it.
These beautiful giant copper stills are where the mash gets transferred to, so that steam can separate out the alcohol. At this point in the process, the alcohol is a crystal clear liquid known as White Dog. You probably know it better as moonshine. One of 13 children, Jasper Jack Daniels left home at an early age to work at a distillery. He soon ended up buying it and put his name on it. He'd learned that the secret to smooth whiskey is to filter it through hard maple charcoal. Today, Jack Daniels still proudly makes its own special charcoal from local wood.
What's going to happen is basically set all this on fire, and then about a third of it will be consumed in the initial burn. And when the ricks collapse, then we start making charcoal. So what we're going to wind up with is these 4 ricks will produce a pan of charcoal.
I got just a quick question.
Sure.
Why do you call them ricks? You know, why not Bob or Frank?
It's just very good.
A rick is a grid of 330 to 343 2x2s. And the fuel to get the blaze started? New Jack Daniel's whiskey, 140 proof. Yow!
That's what we're going to use to start the fire with. It's the only thing that we know of that will start the fire and not leave a taste.
It's a good year. Very good year.
It's the real thing.
Yeah.
The filtering hood or afterburner keeps the smoke to a minimum. All right, somebody get the marshmallows. The charcoal mellowing process begins here, as young whiskey drips slowly through 10 feet of hand-packed charcoal. Supervisor Roger Brashears explains why.
For some reason, I thought it would just be poured in, but it just drips, drip, 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 almost like
that. Yeah, well, you saw the whiskey coming out of the distillery a few months ago.
Yeah.
Well, it comes from there directly over here into these copper pipes, and that's what you see dropping out drop by drop. Now you believe our advertisements on charcoal mellow drop by drop, don't you?
The liquor takes days to make its way through the charcoal. That's how it develops its unique character. All smooth and mellow, the whiskey has one last step to make before it can be called Jack Daniel's. It's poured into handmade oak barrels, which have been charred on the inside to caramelize the wood sugars. That's what gives this whiskey its amber color and uncommon flavor. Mr. Jack would be pleased to see his tradition being carried on. barrel by barrel, the whiskey's still made the old-fashioned way, one drop at a time. And that's exactly the way to drink it.